Good afternoon, I'm Herb Harrison, and welcome to another episode of The Buzzcast. Today we have Miss Alicia Hamill, who is the director of the U.S. Army Transportation Museum, and she's going to talk to us today about some events that they have, and I've got questions for her. We've been talking a little bit off air, and I will honestly say that I'm just amazed by some of the things that her and her family have done. But anyway, good afternoon, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for stopping by. And let's talk about the U.S. Army Transportation Museum and just what you guys got coming up and what your plans are.
Great. Okay. The U.S. Army Transportation Museum is here at Fort Eustis. It's right at the entrance to Fort Eustis. Everybody sees it as they go on. Mm-hmm. Come on to Fort Eustis and go off of Fort Eustis. And I don't know if people really realize how cool of a museum it is. It's a 39,000 square foot building on 5 acres of land. We have trucks and boats and helicopters and airplanes, experimental vehicles, trains, and we have a whole timeline of history inside. So everybody loves coming to visit the Transportation Museum, and there is not a single person who has gone through the museum who said, it wasn't so good. Everybody comes out of it and says, oh my goodness, I did not realize it was as great of a museum as it is. So I invite you all to come out and visit the U.S. Army Transportation Museum.
And I think that's probably one of the things is people don't really know. They see it on the way out, mm-hmm. and they see it on the way in. And a lot of times you probably just think, oh, it's just a museum.
Oh yeah, I'll go see it later.
You've got some events that are coming up.
Really excited about showcasing some of the ones that are coming up here soon.
Got it. Okay.
So we have started a new series. Every Saturday at 2 o'clock, we're having a movie matinee. And right now we're doing American war movies.
Okay.
So we're going through time. We started with the French-American War, the Revolutionary War, Civil War. We're up to the next movie is going to be She Wore a Yellow Ribbon. Mm. So that's after Civil War, and okay. you start getting into that, and then we go into World War One. The following Saturday on the 16th with Lost Battalion. So there's some really great movies. So I hope you guys get a chance to come over and watch some of those movies. They're every Saturday at 2 p.m.
Got it. Okay.
And then we also have every month, the third Tuesday of the month, we have what's called a brown bag lunch lecture. So it's 11:30 every third Tuesday of every month. And the next one is going to be on salt pork and IPA, something about Custer's logistics. Not during Custer's last stand necessarily, but when General Custer went out and fought against the Indians. And we're going to talk about that role between the American Army and the Indians during that time.
Mm, okay.
And then the following one is going to be in November, third Tuesday of the month in November. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about field artillery history. So the director of Fort Monroe, mm-hmm. Francois Spinel, is going to come out and talk about the history of field artillery, coast artillery, and its role in the Hampton Roads area. So there's a really great, deep history of field artillery in this area.
Okay.
Listen for that in November, and then December is going to be a really cool one on holiday. So keep an eye on the U.S. Army Transportation Museum Facebook page because we constantly keep that updated with all the events that are coming.
Okay. All right.
And we do have a couple of really big events coming up. One very, very popular event called Night at the Museum. It's always the Monday before Halloween.
Okay.
And it is a night when the museum comes to life. So if you want to come and see the museum come to life, you can go to the Facebook page again. Okay. You check out the U.S. Army Transportation Museum Facebook page. On there will be an event that we will set up for that, and you scan on there to be able to get tickets because of COVID.
Okay.
We're trying to, in the past, we've had well over 1,000 people come to it, and you wait in line sometimes for 2 hours to get into the museum to be able to see the museum come to life. But because of COVID, we want to limit that. So we're ticketing it so that we don't have the big line outside. So make sure you go to the museum's Facebook page to be able to get the tickets.
And so to come to, whether it be the Brown Bag Lecture Series or even the Night at the Museum, is there a cost factor involved?
No.
All free?
We're a government-operated museum, so we're free.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse?
No excuse.
Can you tell us what to expect?
Well, in each of the exhibits, if you go through the museum now, you'll see mannequins in the exhibits, and they're showing what people did during that time frame. Mm-hmm. But when the museum comes to life, those mannequins come to life. But it's not scary. It's specifically designed to not be scary. They will come to life, and they will tell you a little bit about that time frame, and then they'll give out candy.
Wow. And so what are the age groups for that night itself?
Well, I always say there is no age group.
Got it.
So everybody enjoys watching the museum come to life.
I'm excited about hearing about that, and I'll be honest with you. I've never been to the museum.
You're missing so much. And even if you had been to the museum in the past, it changes on a constant, ongoing basis. Mm-hmm. So it is always being improved and being made better and better. Even over last weekend, it got better because I put new railings up and putting in new exhibit panels. You're going to learn so much more every single time you come into the museum.
Got it. Okay. So now you, as being the director of the U.S. Army Transportation Museum, what does that entail?
I get to come talk to you. I get to manage everything. So what goes into the museum? What stories do we tell? Mm-hmm. I deal with higher headquarters. I deal with the schools, because we are a teaching organization. Our primary mission is to teach soldiers and also the public. So how can we best tell the history of Transportation Corps? How can we best tell the history of the Army? How can we best tell American history? Mm-hmm. So, because it all ties in together. Right. So if you go through it, you will learn the history of the United States.
Okay. What is it for you that you enjoy about the museum itself and being the director?
I love history. When I was in high school, I loved history, but I couldn't figure out how I could make a living at it. Mm-hmm. So I joined the Army, did Army stuff, and there's nothing like the Army to push you in a direction you never thought you would go. So mm-hmm. when the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial came along, mm-hmm. they asked me to be the special projects officer for the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial. I was in the Oregon National Guard, and I got to head off and do history stuff. Who knew I could make a living doing history? So I ended up becoming the command historian for the Oregon National Guard. I did Oregon's 150th birthday. I created programs where I went out to schools and taught history to kids in schools. And I also started working for the Center of Military History. So I became the director for the Museum Support Center down in Anniston. Mm-hmm. I became a contractor after that and worked as the historian for First Corps for a period of time. And then I came here. So it's just been really a lot of fun. I ended up getting my master's degree in military history with a focus on World War II, and my thesis was on Australian-American relations during World War II. Because I was the command historian for the Oregon National Guard, and the Oregon National Guard's biggest piece of World War II history is the fact that the 41st Infantry Division went to World War II. They went to the Pacific during World War II.
Okay.
So when they went to the Pacific, they were the first American division to arrive in Australia. Mm. So there's a lot of American-Australian relations happening, being created by the 41st Infantry Division.
Right. Wow. Well, and so I said this to you off air, and I might be dating myself, but when it comes to certain subjects, you're like a walking encyclopedia.
Right. Every historian has something that they specifically really love. So mm-hmm. I really love Lewis and Clark history because I was part of that whole bicentennial and I taught thousands of kids and people Lewis and Clark history through the Lewis and Clark bicentennial years and afterwards. And I love Pacific War history because the 41st Infantry went to the Southwest Pacific mm-hmm. Theater. And I've done a lot of research out there. So I was even actually asked to write a book on Australian-American relations during World War II. But I just haven't had the time to finish that off.
We are speaking with Miss Alicia Hamill. She is the director of the U.S. Army Transportation Museum here at Fort Eustis. And so with all of the things that you guys have going on, the lunch bag, brown bag series, and even the movies, How long will the movies run? It runs through the month of starts and ends when?
It's already started. It's been going. So it'll go through November. And then we're going to take a little break over the holidays.
Okay. Well, once again, I want to thank you for stopping by. If they need any more information on the events, on how to get tickets or whatever, where can they go to get that information?
Go to the U.S. Army Transportation Museum Facebook page. That's always updated. We always put all of the events on there. So just check there on a continuous ongoing basis and you'll find out what's happening to the museum at the museum. You can always call. And the phone number is 878-1115. Okay. And you can, of course, always just stop by the museum and find out what's happening if you go in there.
Will do. Yes, yes. I might need to stop by there myself on the way out today. Once again, thank you for stopping by. I know you're very busy, very interesting. And any more information that you have?
Yeah, just want to also say that we're also going to decorate the museum for the holidays.
Oh, wow.
So over right after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. we're going to decorate the entire museum, and we're going to tell the story of how troops celebrated the holidays during that time in history. So come in and learn that part of history. It'll be a temporary exhibit during the month of December. Mm-hmm. And we also have the Lego guys are going to come up and set out up a whole cool Lego exhibit in there. So come and see the cool Lego stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is it going to snow in there as well?
It might.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to come and find out.
I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited about that. So once again, thank you for stopping by. And you guys get by there. Get by the Army Transportation Museum. Go learn about what it is that they do, what the history of the Transportation Museum and just the transportation itself here at Fort Eustis. Find out all the things that they've done, what they were responsible for, and just how it got started and where it is now. I'm going to get by there. But once again, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.